Welcome to episode 24 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today, our stagecoach pulls into San Francisco as we continue Wild West Week by meeting Joshua Abraham Norton, His Imperial Majesty of the United States. The Old West is filled with stories of failure. Prospectors gave everything up on the East Coast to rush to the gold fields of California, only to languish in poverty when they discovered there really wasn't that much gold after all. Native Americans got buffeted around from place to place before being forced onto reservations. And one man, Joshua Abraham Norton, decided to invest his entire fortune trying to monopolize California's rice market. He staked the modern equivalent of $750,000 on just one shipment of rice that turned out to be pretty low quality, and in the ensuing few months lost his fortune, the, again, modern equivalent of $5 million, through lawsuits and mismanaged real estate. The stress of going from elite businessman to pauper took a toll on Norton, and he went bonkers. By 1860, he started wandering around San Francisco, dressed in a formal uniform. A newspaper printed a proclamation he wrote on the first page, declaring himself Norton the First, Emperor of the United States. He began giving State of the Union addresses and issuing more edicts, which the eager newspaper editors printed. Under his reign, he dissolved every governing body from the California Supreme Court to the U.S. Congress. Everyone in San Francisco seemed to get in on the joke. He would be greeted by applause during public appearances, and when he attended the local theater, the orchestra would play a royal fanfare upon his entry. Remember, no television back then. Despite the fact that he was the butt of a citywide joke for 20 years, his kingship didn't earn him any money, and he died in abject poverty in January 1880. But even after his death, his legacy lived on. One of his royal proclamations was that a bridge should be laid across San Francisco Bay. While such a span would not be built during his lifetime, his dream did come to reality in 1936, when the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened. In 2004, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors officially named a portion of that bridge the Emperor Norton Bridge. Thanks for tuning in to episode 24 of the Daily Brainwave. I want to give a shout out to listener Flanagan, who sent me an email talking about this idea after last week's episode on the Nation of Celestial Space, because frankly the two men involved both were very delusional. Thank you for the email. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Please send me your show ideas, because the listener theme week is coming up, and that's where I'll cover a different topic or idea from the listeners' emails. I've already got a few, but there's room for more. So send them to me again at sean@dailybrainwave.com, and I'll use your idea. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave, and also don't forget to review the podcast on Zune or iTunes or wherever you download it from. And tune in tomorrow when we investigate Abraham Lincoln's devious motives behind building the world's first transcontinental railroad.